Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the Word of God living and abiding in you. God's Word, it's living, it's active, it's full of power. God performs His Word in your life because the Word is God. The Word was made flesh. That's Jesus. Jesus came and tabernacled among us, and now Jesus comes to live and abide in us through the Word of God as we receive that Word written in our heart and our mind. God does everything through His Word. He created all things through His Word. We were born again through the Word of God. And now our minds are being renewed to the truth of the Word of God as the Holy Spirit takes that Word that we hear, writes it in our mind, writes it in our heart. This is the covenant that we have. And as we are receiving His Word, we're becoming a partaker of the divine nature. We're putting on the new man. We're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. And this Word is able to build you up. This Word gives you your inheritance that belongs unto you. This is why you've got to let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. God wants this Word put first place in your life. We saw the fact that we are to pay attention to God's Word. My son, pay attention to my words. Let them not depart from thine eyes. We're to keep them in the midst of our heart. These words that we receive from Him, they are life unto those that find them. And they are health to all their flesh. God says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We saw a scripture in the last broadcast, Joshua 1:8, this book of the law, that's the Word of God, shall not depart out of thy mouth. Otherwise, you're to be continually speaking what God's Word says about you. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. You see, as you keep it in your mouth and you keep thinking on it, it will help you and enable you to observe to do it. And it's so important that you do the Word. You can't be a hearer only. You've got to be a doer of the Word. Then you'll make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Your delight needs to be in the law of the Lord. Your delight needs to be in God's Word. And if you're meditating it day and night, then whatever you do is going to prosper. You're not going to wither. You're going to be bringing forth fruit. You're going to be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. Now, Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 says this, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? What God has said in His Word, He backs it up and He performs it. You've got to learn to trust in the Word of God, and that's really going to be the focus today, talking to you about trusting in God's Word. Because remember, the Word is God, and when you're trusting in His Word, you are trusting in Him. God's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? And hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God's Word is going to be made good in your life. That's why you need to take hold of those promises. You need to eat the Word, allow it to live and dwell in you, and do what it says so that God can manifest Himself and perform His promises in your life. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56 says, blessed be the Lord has given us rest unto His people Israel according to all that He promised. And how did He do it? Because He performed the Word in their life. There hath not failed one word of all His good promise. Not one word. Everything came to pass which He was promised by the hand of Moses. I'll tell you, God's Word is true. All the promises of God are yea and in Him amen. There's no promises that God won't perform in your life. He'll perform them all. Psalms 138 verse 2 says, He's magnified His Word above His name. Well, you can certainly trust in the name of the Lord, but He said He's even magnified the Word above His name. How much more should we be trusting in the Word of God? The Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the Word of our God shall stand forever. In the situations you're dealing with in your life today, do you have scriptures on what you're standing on? Are you taking hold of the Word of God and praying the Word of God? Remember, when you pray, you don't pray the problem. You pray the Word. God already knows the problem. He already knows the situation. He doesn't need you to sit there and talk to Him about the problem. He's already aware of it. He needs you to speak the Word, the answer, so the angels that hearken to the voice of the Word can go forth and bring forth your victory. The angels are the ministering spirits sent forth to minister for us, the heirs of salvation. And that's why God needs you to pray the Word of God. The Bible says that this Word will stand forever. Luke 21:33 says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Hey, you can trust in God's Word. It's going to be here longer than heaven and earth. Praise God. His Word will always come to pass. Psalms 105:8 says, "He remembered His covenant forever, the Word which He commanded to a thousand generations." He's remembered His covenant. And this covenant is being held and brought forth in our life through the Word. It's the Word of the covenant. And He performs His Word. He will perform His Word. He's commanded it to a thousand generations. It's good for you, and it will come to pass. 2 Peter 1:19 says this, "We also have a more sure word of prophecy." This Word is the more sure word of prophecy. You know, this is a day a lot of times when people are always looking for a word from so-and-so. They're looking a word about this. They want someone to tell them, give them a word from the Lord, to give them direction and all these things. You know, God's Word is right there in front of us, and we can take hold of God's Word and act upon it for ourselves. It is the more sure word of prophecy. You need to take hold of God's Word. Remember, prophecy or words that come from someone else, they should be confirming what God has already shown you in His Word and what He's already spoken to you in line with His Word. Too many people run around, they're always looking for a word from the Lord when they haven't even been in the Word of God and seeking God themselves. This is the more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, the Bible says. You learn to take heed to God's Word. It's like a light that shines in a dark place. This Word is the day star arising in your hearts. It is the manifestation of Jesus Christ. And you need to believe this Word and trust in it. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says this, "For this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when you received the Word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." God's Word works effectually in those that believe. This is why you got to trust in His Word. You got to believe His Word. You've got to act upon His Word. And this is not the word of men. The Bible was written by men as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. But it was the Word of the living God. And you need to receive it as it is. It's the truth, the Word of God. And it will work effectually in you if you'll only believe it. All things are possible to him that believeth. 2 Timothy 3:16 says this, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God." It's inspired by God. It's God-breathed. God's Word is alive. And this is all the Scripture, all of the Scriptures in the Word of God. They're given by the inspiration of God. And they're profitable in your life. The Bible says they're profitable for doctrine. They're profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. We can come to maturity. Truly furnished unto all good works. You see, God's Word is going to give you doctrine. If you have some doctrinal questions, get in God's Word. It's going to reprove you. It's going to correct you. And it's going to give you instructions in righteousness, instructions in the way that you are to walk in so that you can walk in victory. And the result will be you'll come into the place of maturity and perfection. You'll be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. See, this Word's the truth, and you can trust in it. John 17:17 says, "Thanks, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." I'll tell you, this Word, it's going to come to pass when you act upon it. Proverbs 30:5 says, "Every word of God is pure, and he's a shield to those that put their trust in him." When you put your trust in the Word of God, you're putting your trust in God. We need to take hold of his Word and do it and keep it. Do what he says. In fact, it's interesting. In John 14:23, the Bible says this, "Jesus answered and said unto them, If a man love me, he will keep my words." You know, this is the proof that you really love God. "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." Do you want God to come unto you and make his abode, to set up camp in you, to manifest himself and live and abide in you? It's because you keep His words. You must learn to keep and do what the Word of God says. There's a scripture in 1 John chapter 2, verse 5. It says, "Whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected." If you keep the word, you're going to be perfected in the love of God. And it goes on and says, "Hereby know we that we're in him." That's the way you're going to know you're in him, because you're keeping his word and he is manifesting himself in your life. Be sure you're doing the word of God. Don't let yourself follow the doctrines of men. Don't let yourself follow the traditions of men. In fact, Mark chapter 7, verse 7 says that they were teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Everything that you hear, you better check it out to find out if it's in line with God's word. Don't receive what is said by so-and-so just because so-and-so said it. You better check it out and search the scriptures to see if what you are hearing is so. And you must understand that sometimes people will teach things that are contrary to the word. And if they're teaching doctrines according to the commandments of men, it is not from the Lord. Here it says that they were laying aside the commandment of God, and they were following the traditions of men. Don't be one of those who follows the traditions of men. Here he got on them in Mark 7. He said that they were rejecting the commandment of God, that they may keep their own tradition. You know, every one of us has to submit to God's word. If you're going to see God's word work in your life, you've got to submit to it. You cannot reject the commandment of God. You've got to submit yourself to God. When you submit to God, you submit to his word. You've got to let go of all your traditions. The Bible says in verse 13 of Mark 7, "Making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which you've delivered in many such like things do ye." They were making the word of God of no effect. It's possible for the word of God to be of none effect in you if you hold fast to traditions. In fact, if you have the form of godliness but deny the power thereof because you don't do what God's word says, the Bible even says turn away from those. We need to be in the word, believing the word, doing the word, and when we do that and keep his word, then God's going to manifest himself in us. The word's the truth. This word is profitable for you. Believe the word. It's the more sure word of prophecy. It will absolutely come to pass. It'll stand forever, and it will never fail you. And know this, whatever God said in his word, it's going to come to pass. Be a doer of it consistently, and watch God manifest his promises in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have